This week, the Southern Baptist Convention held its annual meeting and voted to denounce the Confederate flag, despite the group's early history of condoning slavery and racism. Then the largely Republican group voted to encourage members to welcome refugees, despite Donald Trump's calls to ban them. Ronnie Floyd is senior pastor of Cross Church of Northwest Arkansas. He just stepped down as president of the SBC. And Pastor Floyd, a resolution against the Confederate flag. You have thousands of black members. Did you feel the need to also apologize for past support of the flag?
You know, in 1995, the Southern Baptist Convention made a strong statement regarding repentance toward those African-American brothers and sisters that we have ever offended by the origin of who we are or were. And as I told Southern Baptists the other day, is that in my presidential address, I was very clear that I cannot do anything about the past, but I will give everything I can to do all I can right now that we reshape the future to be what it needs to be.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the other resolution. And as you well know, this week Donald Trump reissued his call to suspend immigration from areas of the world with a history of terrorism. He said the U.S. needs to stop the tremendous flow of Syrian refugees into the country. Now, to some, this is a small amount, 2,800. Your group, the SBC, calling to embrace refugees, which churches traditionally have. Did you have the current political rhetoric in mind?
Well, no, I did not have that in mind. I had the biblical reference in mind. Mm. The government is in charge of protecting the country, and so the government needs to do what the government's supposed to do. Now, we believe that Scripture mandates us to take care of the refugees and those that are less fortunate. And you know what? That showing the compassion should not ever be determined by the color of one's skin or by the situation of one's life.
Well, one last topic. The very first resolution passed was mourning the victims of Sunday's shooting in Orlando. Now, the SBC has been criticized, as you know, because it made no mention of the fact that these were predominantly gay. You mentioned it, though. You said an attack against gay Americans is an attack against each one of us. How do you square that, though, with the fact that your organization specifically condemns homosexuality?
Well, I think you have to understand is that we would never want anyone at all to ever be murdered in this country. And just because we believe that marriage is ultimately between a man and a woman, that does not mean that we do not care for all people.
Well, the Constitution of the Southern Baptist Convention explicitly states, churches that affirm, approve, or endorse homosexual behavior are not in cooperation with the organization, pretty much shunned or banned. You know, there are Protestant churches that have big signs on their lawns that say, God loves everyone, no exception. And I guess I'm just wondering, you've said an attack on a gay American is an attack against each of us. You know, do you feel, though, that this sort of shunning of churches that embrace people who are LGBT, you know, it adds to an atmosphere of hate that ultimately snowballs and culminates into something like a shooting?
I believe it's very important that we understand that the Southern Baptist Convention Constitution has to maintain what we believe about the Scripture. Southern Baptists believe that marriage is between one man and one woman for a lifetime. We believe that. And we believe that strongly because we believe it is the biblical principle. And we do not believe that homosexuality in any form is fulfilling God's mandate. However, we must understand we're a group of churches that love all people. That doesn't mean that we don't minister to those people. And people today are obviously struggling in those areas, and we want to do all we can to help them, but to help them, we're not going to forward their choices, but that doesn't discount us loving them and ministering to them and trying to help them discover the plan of God ultimately for their life.
That's Ronnie Floyd, senior pastor of Cross Church of Northwest Arkansas, past president of the Southern Baptist Convention this past week. They passed resolutions urging churches to embrace refugees and also passed a resolution condemning the Confederate flag. Pastor Floyd, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.